And support for WMNF comes from our members in Happy Feet Plus. Since 1985, Happy Feet Plus has been providing healthy footwear solutions, including brands such as Birkenstock, Finn Comfort, and Kenko Massage Sandals. Styles and selections at happyfeet.com. And support for WMNF comes from our members in Goodwill, one of the original recyclers. Did you know that it takes nearly 1,800 gallons of water to produce one pair of jeans? And when those jeans are donated to Goodwill, they're sold in Goodwill stores, and the proceeds support employment services for people in the local community. Goodwill shoppers and donors promote a greener community. More at goodwill-suncoast.org. Good afternoon. You are listening to WMNF 88.5 FM. This is community radio from West Central Florida. Welcome to executive session. This is your forum for discussion of the executive branch of your United States government. And I'm John Gilmore, and I host the sessions each weekday, Monday through Thursday at this time. In this conversation, we welcome all viewpoints and insist upon civility, since basically what we are working at is that radio is still the back fence of the nation. That is to say, a place for reasonable people to hash out the issues of the day and walk away enriched, even if they don't agree. And you can join the conversation at 813-239-9663. You can reach the studio by email at dj@wmnf.org and by text at 813-433-0885. Take a look at Facebook and find Executive Session. If you like and follow the page, you can see the links to the material that we discuss that day, and you can join the discussion there. We are joined in session this afternoon, as we so frequently are on Thursday afternoon, by the executive producer and creator of Executive Session and the general manager of your community radio station, Craig Kopp.
I have to be reasonable today?
Just civil.
Oh, okay.
You can be as unreasonable as you want as long as you do it in a civil fashion.
Okay. Didn't know if I was going to make it this week, but here I am. Here I is.
Here you is.
I don't know what you had boiling in that little pot boiler of your brain today. My only question... I had this bizarre world moment last night when I was listening to the unraveling of this case where non-important court papers.
Yeah. Well, that was good. Oh, how I wanted
from the Mueller investigation somehow ended up in this, you know, internet farm, whatever, of the Russians.
Yeah.
And they were trying to use that by changing the document.
Yeah. They combed all through them.
And then feed it back out to discredit
the
Mueller investigation.
Right.
What I first of all would like today from someone, because, you know, my head is close to exploding at this point, mostly because of the fire hose of information that is coming into it on a daily basis, but also on these... Somebody explain to me why the Russians want to discredit the Mueller investigation of Russian influence.
Oh, I can't imagine why.
Related to
can't
the
imagine.
Executive branch of government.
I can't imagine.
Is that just fun?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can see a way, too. If you want to convince me of that, I can see my way there.
Uh-huh.
Because there are plenty of hackers in the world who just want to mess with stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
But, and the other irony in that story last night, and I just do this one for grins.
Yeah.
These people offered those documents, these Russians, this farm is,
yeah,
they offered these documents to CNN.
Yeah.
A while back.
Uh-huh.
What did CNN do when somebody brought these things and they said they seemed a little bit on the nefarious side? What did they do?
Nothing.
They contacted the Mueller investigation.
Oh, what an original idea.
It's kind of like you or I would do.
I think I would, yes.
If a Russian said they had dirt on an opponent of ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And offered it as part of the Russian government's efforts to support
whatever we were up to,
yeah.
WMNF.
Oh, yeah.
We would go to certainly the FBI right off the bat. We wouldn't, like, hold a meeting. You get the...
Yeah.
CNN was offered this stuff, was somehow smart enough to go, yeah, this is fishy.
Yeah, I think so.
This is how do the Mueller thing, how do they get a hold of Mueller documents in one of these spy, you know, one of these influence peddling cases?
Where did this come from?
Yeah. Let's so they contacted Mueller.
Yeah.
CNN.
Yeah.
CNN.
Yeah.
Contacted Mueller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Isn't that interesting?
I think it's interesting.
That they had enough sense to do that, but Junior did not.
Right. Well, yeah. And thereby is possibly among the distinctions to be made between professional journalists and business people. I don't know.
People who understand government?
Yes.
CNN, at this point, in what I've been able to see in front of me, understands that more than the people who are high up in the administration at this point.
Yes.
The phone number is 813-239-9663. The show is Executive Session. I am confused and dazed. And Craig Kopp. I haven't got a full... It's just somebody, number one, just before we go into... You realize that last week, when I wasn't on the show, it's Buckle Up Thursday.
Yeah.
This is when we go off the air, tradition, all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
As soon as we're done, because we don't do a show on Friday. So, of course, all hell breaks loose. It held off a little bit last week. And then 6 o'clock in the morning, looking at Twitter, hey, honey, look. What, is it a cute kitten?
No.
No? Roger Stone's been arrested.
Roger Stone's been arrested. The FBI swarmed Roger Stone's house.
Ooh, look at this, honey. There's a ground stop on planes going to LaGuardia. Oh, look at this, honey. The president's got an announcement to make in the Rose Garden. Oh, look at this. It's over. The shutdown's over. That all happened a week ago Friday.
Yeah.
A week ago Friday.
Yeah, well, so we opened on Monday with what a news week it was Friday.
That's absolutely true. What a news week. And now, you know, we're moving on. The intelligence agencies went before Senate Intelligence Committee to give an update on threats. None of them appeared to agree with the president's assessment of threats from ISIS to North Korea. You're pointing at what?
we have a little, listen.
I'm going to get behind the scenes, inside baseball. John's got this something eating grin on his face, pointing at the monitor, and I can't see the monitor, so he's got something planned for y'all. I came in here in the last minute. So.
That's okay. So listen, the question is, did you feel that? You know, it is Thursday. It is Buckle Up Thursday, so we are going, and this is, they started early.
ISIS is intent on resurging and still commands thousands of fighters in Iraq and Syria.
And we have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly.
Not only have the Russians continued to do it in 2018, but we've seen indication that they're continuing to adapt their model.
He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
North Korea will seek to retain its WMD capabilities and is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities.
Chairman Kim, we have a great chemistry, and we're well on our way. You know, we signed an agreement. It said we will begin the immediate denuclearization.
Oh, Flight Leader Sheeler, would you please prepare the cabin?
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Gilmore has informed me there is turbulence ahead. Please turn up the volume and fasten your seatbelts. It's Buckle Up Thursday.
Yes, it is Buckle Up Thursday. They started without us this yesterday afternoon.
813-239-9663. All lines are available right now. If you want to answer my question, please.
By all means.
Now, we're going to talk, you know, there is this fault line between those who are charged by the president to tell him what's really going on in terms of threats against the United States, mm-hmm. and the president's gut feeling on what's going on in terms of things that are a security threat to the United States.
So
that's not worrisome. And my question.
Yeah.
And my question is this. Why would Russians want to discredit the Mueller investigation of Russian influence and collusion in the Trump campaign and White House?
813-239-9663. Let's talk.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Yeah.
We are in executive session for Buckle Up Thursday. The indictments that the Mueller probe produced of Russians and a Russian company, we knew that those Russians were not going to show up in American courts.
Right.
But the corporation hired a couple of American lawyers.
Yes.
Because if you go to court, American jurisprudence requires that the prosecution provide you with the evidence they have against your client.
What they got.
That's right. Okay. So what happened was the prosecution, the Mueller investigation, or the New York, or possibly the guys in New York, I really don't know who has the case, provided the Russian corporation's lawyer, American lawyers, with discovery. That's what that's called, mm-hmm. discovery. And that's supposed to be a confidential divulgence of information for use by the defense attorneys in replying to the prosecution case.
Yes.
Somehow, the mechanism is as of yet unclear, that information showed up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Finally curried, well combed, and sifted in such a way that it was presented so that if you read through it, it looks like the Mueller investigation has zip
mm-hmm.
on the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we stand. And apparently, Craig would like to know.
Yes. Yes, Craig would like to know. Why would the Russians want to discredit the Mueller investigation?
Well, I can't imagine.
into collusion, or if you want to go get all legal, conspiracy.
Yeah.
Why would the Russians want to discredit it? Little things I've learned, besides the fact that CNN was offered this information, and rather than meeting up with the people and getting it and running with it, they went to the Mueller investigation to say, hey, this stuff is floating out here.
Yeah.
You might want to check it out.
Yeah.
They did not find a great, something looked good for them and run with it or take a meeting, you know, in CNN Tower. Down there,
CNN Tower. Is that in Atlanta? I don't know. Is that in Atlanta?
No, it's, well, let's see. They're in the building. Is it Columbus Circle? Upper West Side. Big building that has the Oriental Hotel and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they're based there in New York, but they did not do that. They went to the Mueller and Mueller investigation. This is out there. And number two. Do you ever wonder why in counterintelligence nobody ever gets, like, arrested? Why nobody ever gets charged? Counterintelligence, they don't charge people because if they did, under American jurisprudence, they'd have to give up what they got.
Yes.
Which discovery.
Happens to include what we call sources and methods.
Yeah. And now they can take that kind of stuff, just like... the stuff that was dumped to WikiLeaks. Do you know that John Podesta's emails? Do you know whether those are the actual emails or whether they were combed and curried and
sifted
and rearranged to tell a particular story? Probably not, I'm guessing, because it was mostly like recipes for something. But yeah, they did this. So again, the question. Give me the best reason that the Russians would have to want to discredit the Mueller investigation. Just to mess with us? That's probably a viable reason.
Okay, I'm a little more paranoid than that.
I'm just throwing things out there.
I know.
You know, why would they do this? Because they can?
Possibly as a demonstration of capacity.
So these American lawyers for these guys charged got some discovery. Apparently, these are non-essential documents.
Yeah, these are non-sensitive documents, and apparently there is another trove of documents that are relevant to the discovery, that are relevant to the case, mm-hmm. but that the judge has so far not released.
Mm-hmm.
And... this judge, just from the little bit that I've heard about her, is famous for being rather short-tempered about stuff like this, somewhat intolerant for this sort of thing.
So
she actually chewed out the American lawyers for this Russian company. And Rachel read a part of her statement that she delivered from the bench. Mm-hmm. And it's worth listening.
It's not happening.
No,
she's not happy.
I mean.
Yeah. So if you have an answer to my burning question, that is, well, it can be the one that sits out there as being the most obvious
mm-hmm.
reason why the Russians would want to discredit the Mueller investigation. Or if you think they had some other motive.
Would you feed the president's favorite target in the media information hoping they would release it so you can expose it as fake?
Wow. You're a devious son of a gun. by the way, we pretty much got all phone lines lit now, but it's 813-239-9663. And here in executive session on WMNF today, it being Buckle Up Thursday, can we make it first-time caller?
Absolutely.
So if you've never been on the radio before, never been on this show before,
yeah.
And you got an idea, you've got a clever take.
That's right.
You got a hot take.
That's right.
A hot take on this whole Russia.
You've been listening. You didn't hear anybody else say that.
This whole Russia thing. tell Jimmy when you call in, and he'll mark you as a newbie, and we'll put you to the head of the line. Let's go to Teresa in St. Pete. Teresa, you're in executive session on WMNF. Welcome. Happy Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Buckle it up.
really?
A bumpy ride. Oh, yeah. Well, because they're guilty, that's why. Trump is guilty. Everybody's guilty. And so, Trump's had, what, 5 secret meetings with Putin? Now we know what they're talking about. All this get rid of NATO, and here's what I want you to do. I have a question for you, though. Mm. Why do you think Putin wants Trump to pull out of the nuclear deal,
you're talking about the intermediate range nuclear force,
right?
Yeah,
why would Putin want Trump to do that?
Because he can look tough.
I'm concerned Trump's just his puppet and he's doing whatever he wants.
He can look, but it gives the president the opportunity to look tough in the face of the Russian transgressions. It also, by the way, invalidates the treaty, and the Russians can go, well, listen, you guys walked away. We're not bound anymore.
Oh, that's why Trump's doing it. Interesting.
That's what it's like to be subclinically paranoid, by the way.
I know. I never used to be. Ever since this guy got elected, my paranoia, I mean, you know, it runs in my family. I've got a sister schizophrenic, and my mom, the stuff she comes up with sometimes just floors me. But it's never entered me much until this guy was elected.
Just keep in mind, Teresa, the fact that you're paranoid doesn't necessarily mean they're not out to get you.
That's right.
Now, wait a minute, Teresa. Whichever Teresa I'm talking to. So, this whole explanation, let's take this medium-range ballistic missile.
Yeah.
Now, you're saying, John, and Teresa goes, oh, that's why, that the President of the United States is that clever?
No, but I think that Mr. Putin is exactly that clever.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Tell you what, Mr. Mm-hmm. Trump.
Trump isn't clever. He's just, you know, I don't know what he is.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to look really, really tough here. We're gonna tweak around on our agreements, and you're going to be able to stomp out of the room and go, nobody's tougher on Russia than I am.
Right.
See?
He's so not. Yeah.
And the Russians can walk out of the room and go, let's go build that stuff.
So I am so not paranoid enough yet.
Yeah. I still have room to be a little more paranoid.
You know, because I have a hard time, and I know it's merely a misspelling, and I do it all the time on tweets and Facebook postings, but it came in the midst of a very dumb statement by the president recently on Twitter. You know that we need that global warming.
Global whaming. That's right.
So it's not necessarily the whaming, but actually I like it better when you do global whamming.
Whamming, yeah.
Because then you can play a lot of music. Here's the whole point. that same person is clever enough to do all these dodges in terms of his alleged relationship with the Soviet Union.
No, he's taking orders from Putin, and that's just how I feel. But I'll let you get on to somebody else.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks, Teresa.
It's good to talk with you, and we'll talk again.
Or whoever you are.
Yeah. Wait, I may be Teresa 1, 2, or 3. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Thanks, Teresa. 813-239-9663, the number to call to join in our conversation. I am asking this one, I guess, fairly ludicrous question about why would the Russians want to discredit the Mueller investigation? What's the skin off there? Knows if Mueller finds out that the Soviets did what, you know, many people are afraid they did, and that's, you know, interfere in our election, include with the Trump campaign. why would they care? It would just show how smart they are, right?
Uh-huh.
No? Give me an explanation. 813-239-9663. Also, new caller Thursday. If you haven't been on the radio before, tell Jimmy and we'll put you in line first. We'll be back in executive session in a moment.
WMNF stays on the air because of listeners like you who are kind enough to donate. Our winter pledge drive is February 6th through the 13th, but you can get your support in early and feel really good. Go to WMNF.org or call 813-238-8001 and thank you.
We got black coaches falling away by the wayside. I'm getting sick and tired of that nonsense.
Join Sunday Forum and our esteemed panelists, ESPN commentator Tiffany Green, sports management professor Dr. Janelle Wells, coach Javon Liu, and more on February 9th, 1 to 3 p.m. as we discuss racism in sports. Meet us at the American Legion, 3810 West Kennedy Boulevard, Tampa, to support our winter fund drive and have a chance to win a football signed by Tampa Bay Buccaneer players. The event is free, but online donations are encouraged.
Don't have my headphones turned up loud enough. Need a dose of that. We're back in executive session here on WMNF 88.5. I'm Craig Kopp, and I stormed in here. Literally, today to join John for Buckle Up Thursday. You know what that means. As soon as we go off the air, all hell breaks loose. That has been our experience so far during the administration of the 45th president of the United States. We have a lot going on today, even before we go off the air, and whatever is going to happen.
They started early.
Happens. Yeah, you know, we have the intelligence community saying one thing, the president saying another, and calling out the intelligence, the heads of the three major intelligence agencies as being timid, all three of whom he appointed.
Yeah.
They're his people. And we have this whole weird story about Russian people involved in, you know, the same kind of stuff that was going on during the 2016 election, getting a hold of some documents from the Mueller administration, probably through American attorneys for the Russians who are charged, and non-essential at this point, non-sensitive.
Yeah, non-sensitive. Yeah.
But a heavy word processing job done on them. And coming out to basically kind of indicate that the Mueller investigation has nothing, which it might, but that's not the way these documents actually lined up. So we've got the case already of Russians trying to discredit the Mueller investigation of Russians colluding with the Trump campaign and or White House.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that? Why would they want to discredit that? Because, there's obvious, but I'm looking for somebody to come up with the unobvious reason.
Your take. Call us up at 813-239-9663 and bring us your take on this.
Yeah, first-time callers, by the way, you get in line first. Let's talk to Abraham in Tampa. Abraham, you're in executive session here on WMNF. Good afternoon.
Hey, brother, how you doing? Glad you took my call. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
How you doing today?
I am doing okay, I think. I probably shouldn't have had a hot dog at Portillo's for lunch at 11 o'clock this morning. But other than that, let's move on.
Okay.
What do you got?
So, well, I think that, I definitely think that the collusion thing is for real. And, the whole reason is because, Putin wants to, he wants to control. He wants to control the whole world is what he wants to do. That's what I really think. And he is in cahoots with Trump. I mean, Trump is definitely going to try to build the, his hotel over there and everything. And so it's money for Russia. It's money for Trump. you know.
It's a nifty penthouse for Mr. Putin, too, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, in the original offer.
You know he's going to take care of, you know, he's going to take care of Putin over there.
All right.
You know, if he was to build this thing. I don't think it's going to happen, though, now. I don't think it's going to get built.
So your gut tells you that this is going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not just my gut, but it's just everything. I mean, you don't have all of these diplomats that come to the White House, these Russian diplomats, after Trump gets elected. And, you know, Kushner's over there, you know, doing his little thing during the campaign and everything, too. I mean, Trump is so guilty of this collusion thing. It's not even funny, man. I mean, it's like an idiot not to figure that out or to believe it.
All right.
You know, I mean, the guy definitely is in collusion. You know, Russia definitely influences the elections of not only the United States, but of other countries too. You know, because that's what he's all about.
So you're saying that the Russians want to discredit the Mueller investigation because they don't want to lose their. Their guy.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. And I can tell you right now that Mueller has got the goods on Trump, okay? Now figure it out, okay? Mueller's a cool cat. He knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for a long time. He's brought down a couple other people, you know? I mean, this guy is smart. So what he did was he started with the little Greek guy. I forgot his name, man, but the little guy.
That's Papadopoulos, yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Papadopoulos.
Yeah, that's him. And then, so he throws that out there. Then he goes after Manafort. He gets him. Then he goes after, then he waits. Then he waits until the midterms. Then he throws out the thing on the attorney, Trump's attorney. Now he's getting Roger Stone. So his next move is going to be the family. He's going to indict Kushner, he's going to indict Trump Jr., and then and possibly even Trump's daughter, and then he's going to unload everything on Trump. You see, the guy is smart as hell. Mueller is the smartest guy when it comes to conducting an investigation of anybody who's ever been. This guy is a wizard. And I can tell you right now that in my humble opinion, which might not mean too much to a lot of people, but, you know, he has got the good, or else Mueller's a man of integrity, okay? He didn't play no games here. If Mueller didn't have the good, he would have already announced a long time ago that it's over. But he keeps waiting and waiting, and he's playing. He's like a fisherman. He's got that line out there with the bait on, and he keeps working it in and working it in and bumping.
He knows if you jiggle that thing by the lily pad, sooner or later that bass can't stand it anymore.
Exactly, and that's exactly what's going on. In my opinion, Trump is either going to have to resign, which he probably won't, because he doesn't have enough integrity. Like at least Nixon had enough integrity to resign when he knew he was done. He resigned. You know, he had enough respect for the country and for himself to say, okay, I got caught, I'm beat. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if Trump, tries to even give himself a what's it called? Amnesty? Yeah.
Self amnesty.
Because that's just the slum, you know, that's just the slime that he is, man.
So the president, right. The office of the president of the United States may issue a pardon to one Donald John Trump.
Well, we'll see about that.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Not amnesty, but a pardon.
There you go.
Exactly. Abraham.
There you go.
Appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks, Abraham.
A lot of food for thought.
Brother, as always, I appreciate you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for listening. I'll tell you what. Now, let's just take that because it's so easy to roll off the tongue.
Mm.
But this is the stuff that keeps me up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, nothing keeps me up at night. Mm-hmm. I got one vice, and that's like sleeping. my one refuge from the insanity. But here's the thing. If that's true, if let's say he went up the food chain through Junior and the son-in-law and all this kind of stuff, and eventually the president, have we ever had that happen in this country?
No. No.
Where the president or all those around him are essentially accused of being agents of a foreign government, a hostile foreign government.
Oh, no. No, I was going to say there are a lot of people that took it in the Reagan administration, but I don't ever remember anybody ever in any administration being even suspected out loud.
Yeah, we really need to think about the survivability of this. Then that's what scares me. Because, and you got people like Ann Coulter. I saw her the other night on Real Time. And she's sitting there going, Russia, Russia, Russia. They're not the Soviet Union anymore. They're not a threat at all. Yada, 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 yada. And I'm sitting there going, and then they had the guy who used to be the Russian ambassador.
Yeah.
And he's going, man, that line of thinking. Putin would love the Soviet Union to be back together. Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not going to get the band back together, but he wants that.
I think
that's
what he's got in mind.
Yeah, he wants that kind of power and influence for the motherland, as
it
were.
Yep.
So the Russians are really a threat to us. This is not a benign. Again, their economy is nothing anymore.
Yeah,
it's nothing anymore. Now, there's lots of guys in that place that probably have economies of small nations.
Yeah.
But that's, the way it shook out in an oligarchy like that. But they're bad people. I'm not the Russians aren't bad people, but the Putin crowd.
At the very least say they are certainly not friends of the United States.
They are bad people. They are bad people. In that country, under Putin, people like you, John, certainly not me, but people like you saying the kind of stuff you say, would definitely trip on a balcony somewhere.
Yeah, I could very easily back into a bullet.
That's what they do. That's the kind of people that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
They poison.
Trip and fall out of a fourth floor bathroom window. Try that sometime.
And they poison people. In other countries.
Yeah.
In other countries. So the Russians are bad people. This is not. So what if we colluded the Russians? They're just another country. We make deals, I deals. No. They're an enemy of the United States.
Also, it's worth noticing that the intelligence chiefs issued this Reuters reporting at China and Russia pose the biggest risks to the United States and are more aligned than they have been in decades as they target the 2020 presidential election and American institutions to expand their global reach, U.S. intelligence officials told senators on Tuesday. That was the American intelligence community speaking about Russia and China. And if you go to the executive session Facebook page, you will find a link to the worldwide threat assessment that our intelligence community has issued. It is 42 pages long. It is most, most informative.
Yeah, but again, based off of what Abraham said.
Yeah.
Let's say that all plays out that way.
Yeah.
There's going to be an incredible. How in the world does if Mueller had that kind of stuff? Okay. And I agree. Now, I don't know what he's. Okay. If he would have found nothing, it'd be over now.
Yeah.
There's no way you can turn over the rock of the Trump organization and not find something.
There's no rock you can turn over in the Trump administration that doesn't have a Russian peering out from under it, it seems.
It does seem that way. But if it would play out the way Abraham says, the upheaval in this country, it's going to be beyond the pale.
Mm.
So, I think if we're going to think that way, And I'm not all there, Abraham. I'm not there yet because I guess I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. But if we get there, we got to be ready for that.
Yeah.
813-239-9663. We've got one line available. If you've never been on the show before, it's a new caller Thursday as well as Buckle Up Thursday here in executive session. So just tell Jimmy when you call, and we'll put you to the head of the line. Still looking for some more answers to my question real quickly. Why would the Russians want to discredit the Mueller investigation?
Support for WMNF comes from our members and Alert Today Florida, reminding motorists, bicycles, and pedestrians that all Floridians have a role in keeping each other safe on the road. The role of public safety begins at alerttodayflorida.com.
WMNF's winter membership drive begins at 6 a.m. on Wednesday, February 6th, and ends on February 13th. We're now seeking restaurants, caterers, and chefs to feed our volunteers taking your pledges. Do you own or work for a food establishment? We have many ways to thank you. Find out about donating drinks, snacks, or a meal by contacting Miss Julie at 813-238-8001 or emailing missjulie@wmnf.org.
Hi, this is Angela B. We're back again. The March 23rd Caribbean Cruise Music Festival takes place at Skipper Smokehouse, Saturday, March the 23rd. Live bands include Impulse, Renegade, Jafarai, Trinity 7, Sucker Boys, Spy vs. Spy, Terry Edwards and the Latin Jazz Band, Tassa Drums, African Dancers, Bickle Rivera and Nelson with Island Chill.
Everybody wondering what the world's coming to.
Ghana, Renegade, Gia, Wayne Stutter, Soka Van, The Man, DJ Spice will be our DJ. See you there, on the 23rd of March, 2019, at Skipper's Smokehouse. The doors open at 3 p.m. For more information, go online to WMNF.org or call us here at 813-238-8001.
Also want to remind you that today on It's the Music, it is National Backwards Day. I actually tried to learn how to say that backwards and simply could not.
I would not risk it.
Do it.
Join
Stu and Amanda as they go backwards in time to 1976 when Joy Division made their live debut, and 1953 when Lucinda Williams was born. Then we will come back to the future and hear a live set of original music from St. Pete, Indy pop group Speak Easy. That's on your community radio station. Call your friends, politely ask them, what's on your radio? That's today from 2 to 4 on WMNF. And stay around for Amy Snyder, who will take you through the traffic jam this afternoon with road songs from Drive-By Truckers, Lucinda Williams, and Nico Case.
Okay. Gonna hope I see some of y'all at the Drive-By Lucinda show tomorrow night at Janice Live.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite the night. Looking forward to it. Good afternoon. This is Executive Session. You're listening to WMNF 88.5. You can do that online to WMNF.org. I am not the usual voice you hear. You already heard that usual voice. That is the dulcet tones of John Gilmore. I'm Craig Kopp. John and I talk about the show before he goes on the air every day, and then he goes on and does whatever the hell he wants. But at least we have a nice chat.
It's a lot of fun.
That's my role as executive producer. And I'm Craig Kopp, and I generally manage this place. And try to get in on Thursdays just to, it's like a pressure cooker. I can't do the slow release over the weekend. I just pop the cork and let the steam come out here on Thursday afternoons. Lots of things to talk about. I've been asking this question all day. You heard last night, probably, if you follow this kind of stuff. And if you're listening to this show, I expect you do. that the Russians got a hold of some documents in the case that Robert Mueller has against the Russians who were trying to influence the election in 2016. They doctored them up and put them back out, trying to discredit the Mueller investigation.
This was the Russians using our legal system as a weapon.
Yeah, they've weaponized it.
Yeah.
They're weaponizing social media.
Very, very good at that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm going to harp on this from now till the end of time, that the Russians are not a benign group of people who it doesn't make any difference. They, while they may not be the Soviet Union, the evil empire, whatever you want to call them anymore, they're still an evil empire. And Putin is straight out of the Soviet Union, ex-KGB, a tough guy who wants to see the Western alliances and everything else fall apart, so that his country can regain a stature.
Yes.
As
return to its former glory.
Yeah. So they're bad people. My question has been all show, why would the Russians bother discrediting the Mueller investigation?
Hmm.
What dog do they have in that battle? And I'm trying to take away that's a phrase that needs to go away, so I've almost avoided using it, but why would they do that? Because the obvious answer from me, the one I can't get away from, is because they don't want the Mueller investigation to believe when it finally does reach its conclusion. They don't want it believed.
That's right.
Why don't they want it believed? That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why did they? They were very blatant about who they wanted to win in the election, that they used or weaponized their social media.
Yes, they sent it in an email.
Yeah. They sent it in an email.
That's about as blatant as you can get.
All right. Now, I totally understand ego, and I can see how the president of the United States doesn't want his election delegitimized by the idea that he got help from a hostile foreign power. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, if the Mueller investigation is finding things out that say it's more than he was helped, that the help went two ways.
Yeah.
We got a real problem.
Yeah.
We got a real problem on our hands. So answer that question or just toss your thoughts in, because it is Buckle Up Thursday, which means everything we talk about right now will be superseded by some other headline-grabbing thing in the next 5 minutes.
Turn on your media at about 2:35 and see what happens.
Hey, Nick in St. Pete, you're in executive session on WMNF.
Hi, Nick.
That word harp got on me because I'm not sure most people know about harp and the Russia and United States conspiracy to control the weather. But we allow Russia to use our cell phone towers to control the weather over here.
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all. Look up Scalar Technology and look up harp. HAARP.
Now, why would the United States allow the Russians to control the weather and freeze the Midwest into a block?
Well, because we're in cahoots with them. They can control the hurricanes with these weather modification weapons.
You actually think that the Russians and the Americans can control hurricanes? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and the weather, completely.
I see.
All these polar vortexes or whatever they're really called. They can control. They can control the weather. They've been doing it since Vietnam. It's proven fact. Our government has admitted to it. But everybody needs to look up HARP, HARP, and then Scalar Technology.
Okay, Nick.
Nick, listen, I hear you.
Thank you very much.
We will talk again.
Thanks very much, Nick. I'm afraid, Nick, that I'm still in the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not that woke.
I don't. I think that if the Americans and the Russians could actually control the weather, things would be a lot balmier in Chicago than they are right now.
Wow. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, it comes around every now and again. It comes around every now and again.
Now, let's see if Kevin is... Kevin in Bradenton.
How you doing, Kevin?
Are the Soviets controlling our weather?
You just stepped into the lightning round, Kevin, so go for it.
Okay. First, I want to take some of the pressure off of Craig. I think I've got your answer, okay? The thing that's underlying all this is that there's this shiny object right now that, you know, the world looks at in a certain way. And if that object is tarnished at all, it's not going to have the same effect. Mm. So, you know, you know what I'm talking about, you know, and if he gets diminished and they start to, you know, have all these things that make him look like less of a man, you know, the man of the people or whatever the hell these people think.
We'll start paying attention to what really counts.
Yeah, let's hope. But
you don't mean our blue collar billionaire, do you?
Yeah, right. And I also got to point out, you know, that he's like a genie for Putin. You know, he's the genie that came out of the bottle. And so, you know, he's got like three wishes, Putin does, and who the hell knows what they are. But, you know, and that's why he's trying to keep this thing, you know, in a certain pattern, you know, if you want to call it, you know, the Matrix or whatever.
I could conjecture about some of the wishes. I think that Mr. Putin would wish that the European alliance became increasingly debilitated.
Exactly.
I think that he would wish that the American government would become increasingly unstable, and that he would wish that the American media were less and less valued and less believed.
Well, you go to the head of the class, John, right away. You know, the other thing I got to say about him calling the intelligence chiefs timid, that's really special coming from Bone Spurs, okay? You know, and then when you look at John Bolton, everybody, just remember that this is the guy that he trusts more than the soldiers, the people that were soldiers and professionals, you know, the generals that he picked. I mean, Russia's economy is the size of Italy, but their influence on the world is unmatched in cyber warfare, and that's what we should really be paying attention to. But I think you guys already know that.
You got my attention. I was
Go ahead. No, well, the national emergency that's coming, you know, the one to build the wall, is going to be the biggest. It's just going to be, I can't believe that we're going to go through this, but we should have a national emergency about the cyber threats. Maybe, you know, include the threat of weather, too, you know.
Did you hear that in the national security, that in the worldwide threat assessment, the intelligence community says that the Russians and the Chinese now have the ability to shut off some of our power grids?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we've been aware of that for a long time.
Yeah, but see, the difference is this time, instead of saying that the threat of American retaliation would dissuade them, they're not saying that anymore.
Oh, God.
Hey, man.
Now you got me boiling over like Fred.
It's time to pay attention.
Kevin, thanks for not calming the waters. Appreciate that.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
I tried. Sorry, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thanks,
I got
Kevin.
I got one last thought, and it just passed through my head, and this is a little dark. So I hate to leave you on a dark note. But, you know, when the Twin Towers fell, it is reported that Osama bin Laden was shocked.
Absolutely.
Holy crap.
Had no idea.
He had no idea that was going to happen. And I sometimes wonder if Putin sat over there in the Kremlin and watched the returns come in. And he went, holy crap.
It worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
I leave you with that, John.
All right. We are down to the last minute. I want to remind you to stay around for It's the Music. Lots of good stuff. It's National Backwards Day, and you don't want to miss that. And we're going to just kind of back right into It's the Music.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
remind your friends that you are going to be listening to a live set of original music from St. Pete indie pop group Speakeasy today from 2 to 4. And Amy Schneider is going to bring you home with some road songs by Drive. Drive-By Truckers and Lucinda Williams, and we will be back on Monday after the NPR News at 1 with the opening session of executive session for next week. And in the meantime, keep your head on a swivel, get that big foot up, and
I'll keep your eyes on the road.
This is WMNF, Tampa.